Vatiftach, Vatirehu is a yeled, Vine nar boichet. She opened up, she saw the child, the yeled, the child, Vine nar boichet. Child was crying. And the Gemara in Sait already asked the Kasha, Losh of yeled, Losh nar is a stirum. Rashi is Miramas to the terrace of the Gemara, Koile kinar, he cried like a young boy. Balaturim has an interesting shot to answer this question. She saw the child, the sayelet. The nar boicha is not going on the child who is in the table. Nar boicha, says the Balaturim, ze aron. Sheni chosay to the table. Aron was next to the table. Nar boicha begematria ze aron akoyin. So she opened up. She saw the yelet. Vine nar boicha, next to the yelet, there was Aaron, was crying. Vatach melalov, she had pity on the child. Vatoimer, she said, mi yaldi evrim zeh, it's a Jewish child. How did she know it's a Jewish child? Because she saw the brother crying on the side, and she understood who cries for other people. That's a Yiddish minig, that. That's the way Yidden behave. They see somebody else in tsar, and they cry. She saw Aaron crying there, she knew this must be Miyalde Hoivrim. So she picked up the child, and then she gives him a name. Vatikra Shemoi Moshe. She calls him Moshe. Vatoyma, she said, Ki min hamayim mishisuhu, because he was taken out from the water. And Sipron asked the Kasha, grammatically it's not correct. He should have been called Moshui. That means he was drawn out the water, not Moshe. So what does it mean, the word Moshe? Why did she call him Moshe? So on 9/11, there was a cripple who was stuck on one of the higher floors. He couldn't get down. There was a person who saw him sitting there. He picked him up and he carried him down flight after flight of stairs. Exhausting to carry him down many, many flights of stairs. He led him to safety. When they got out, you can imagine how this cripple felt. He knew he owed his life to that man. He looked at the stranger and said, you saved my life. How can I ever repay you? And the person replied and he said, live your life the way a life is supposed to be lived. Make it a life worth saving. I know someone who had the kidney transplant. And he doesn't live his life in the way he needs to live it. He smokes like a chimney. He is heavy, very, very heavy, eats all the wrong foods, and he's a time bomb. It's a wonder if he'll live too long. And somebody remarked about him that it's not right what he's doing. A person sacrificed his kidney for him, and he's not taking care of this person's kidney. When somebody gives you something, the way of being maketoiv is to use it in the way it was intended. Hashem gives us matonis. He gives us health, parnosa, skills. Part of being maketoiv is not to waste these gifts. The Sipporna says over here, why is he called Moshe? Hatam shekros of Moshe, lohiru is to teach us. Sheyemolet es achirim hu. It means he shall draw others out the water. Ki onnom it's true, mishisu min amayim. He was drawn out the water that he was in. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it like that, that he should be in the water, that he should get the lesson. He should take that lesson and he should spend his life saving other people, which is exactly what he did. Moshe sees the burning bush and he goes to see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Shal no'alecho me'al raglecho. Remove your shoes from your feet. And we can understand this passage in an interesting way. Most of what I'm telling you, a part of it is from the Chavetz Chaim, the Yisoid. Just some parts are added. The beginning part was not exactly the Chavetz Chaim. In life, people very often find excuses. If only I would be like so-and-so in my shir, I would also learn. If I would have this one's brains, this one's zitzflash, I can't help it, I'm ADHD. And you've got every excuse under the sun people give that if only I'd be like somebody else with that person's brains, that person's zitzfleisch, that person's middos, then I would also be able to be like him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us the Yesod over here. Shal no'lecha margalecha. You don't have to be in somebody else's shoes. Remove your shoes from your feet. Everybody is the same. You don't have to be in somebody else's shoes. The Mishnah says in Ovis, Al Taima don't say, Kesha Efna Eshna. When I get the time, I will learn. Shema Lois Epona. Maybe you won't have time. What the Mishnah is saying is maybe you're somebody who'll never have time. Right now in this matzav, you have to learn the way you are now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you in this matzav as a lois upon it. He created you with this deficiency that you don't have time, and still you make sure you learn still. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all certain chesreinus. They're not excuses. Whatever you can do in that matzav, you have to do. And that is a great thing, as long as you're doing and fulfilling your full capabilities. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shal no lechom al raglecho. You don't need the shoes. Ki hamokim asher ato oimid aleho. The ground you are standing with all your capabilities and disabilities. The ground you're standing at admas kodeshu. It's holy where you are. You can achieve the way you are. The Gemara says, Ezu Baal Tshuva. What is called a Baal Tshuva? So he does a chet, and then he gets the opportunity again, the Gemara says. Oysa Isha, the same woman. Oysa Perik, it's the same time. Oysa Mokum, the same place. So you can understand the Gemara. Ezu Baal Tshuva. When is a person doing tshuva properly? When he stops all the excuses. A person uses excuse. I don't have time to learn. My wife needed me to help her with something. I was busy, my wife asked me to change the diaper then. She asked me to do this thing then. Oysa Isha, with the same woman, you can find time. You can make sure you learn. But Oysa Perik, it's the same time. I would do what I have to do, but now is the season. I'm very busy in business when it comes to the season. Or, for you people, I'm very busy, it's the season of regions. I have midterms, I have finals. I can't be a muspid at that time. It's happened that I've seen a kid who's studying for regents during a shiur. He has regents during a shiur studying. Not when it's a football game Friday afternoon. But he finds time then. So again, a person has to realize that's not an excuse. Oysa Isha, Oysa Peret, Oysa's mom, the same time, Oysa Mokum, the same place. If I'd be in a different yeshiva, if I'd be in a different shiur, if I'd have a different rebbe, it would be different. No, you can do it. And that is what this pasuk is teaching us. We see again in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to go speak to Paro. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes up with excuses, but not stomach excuses, very legitimate excuses. In order to speak to a melech, you have to know how to speak to a melech. I'm kvad peh, kvad loshni, says. I'm not able to speak. I have speech disabilities. I need a speech therapist first. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say, it's over. No more disabilities. You can go now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do that. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to teach him, Afal Pi Kein. Yes, in this matzav, with those disabilities, you still can go. You've got to do what you can do. That's up to me. The Rosh Hashanah can give you Siyat Dishmaya. But not HaKadosh Baruch Hu to first fix the problem. With the problem, you still go ahead. However, there's another way of answering this question, which is an unbelievable Ramban in this week's parasha. And the Ramban says that how come that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just heal Moshe? Moshe, it's true, it's not a way to talk to a king. That's not the way you're supposed to. It's not called for the king. So why didn't he heal Moshe first? Like Moshe tied it to him. So the Ramban says, few short lines in a long Ramban. VaHaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiven Shlois Palbekach, since Moshe didn't daven for this, Loirotzel Rufuasai, he didn't want to heal him. Avil Omaloi told him, Onoichi Eyem Picho, I'll be with you, I'll take care of you. Varisicha Shadadabe, I'll teach you what to speak. The Ramban is telling us a Yesoid over here, which I'll bring out to you this Yesoid. Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I want to heal you. I would heal you, Moshe. You know why I'm not healing you? You didn't ask. All Moshe had to do was ask, and he would have been healed. He complained about it without asking for a refuah. What does this teach us? That in life, there's things sometimes bothering us. And we wonder, Ribbono Shloilam, why did you do this to us? Instead of wondering about it, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to fix it for you. Make sure you ask. Because without asking, you're for sure not going to get it. It's very important. Anything you need from Bnei Olam, make sure you're asking for it. Because it could be the only reason you don't have it is you didn't ask. We see Moshe refused to nurse before we get to that. You all know the Medrash. I taught you in kindergarten how Moshe became Kvad Peh and Kvad Loshen. That when he was a little boy, he once grabbed Paro's crown and he thought maybe he's going to be somebody's after the Malchus. So they did the coal test. So they put in front of him a piece of coal and a piece of gold to see which one to take. I guess they were kind enough to give him a pair of gloves to wear beforehand. And so he picked up the coal. He was going to take the gold. The Malach came, pushed his hand to the coal. He took the coal. He put it to his lips. And again, it burnt his lips. And he became Kvad Peh and Kvad Loshen. So, what's the pshat? The Moshe Rabbeinu Nebuch had to suffer like that. That he had this Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshen. He got burnt there. Why did that happen? So one pshat, you could say a very simple pshat, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want people to think, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu became the leader in Klal Yisrael. He was charismatic. He was an incredible speaker. He knew how to bluff people, brainwash people, convince people. That's how he became who he was. He had great leadership qualities in that sense. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure nobody would think Moshe was the leader because of his oratorical skills. He became leader for one reason, for his greatness. So therefore, he couldn't be this charismatic person. He had to have this Kvad Peh, Kvad Loshen. The Chidor says a fascinating pshat. He says, Rashi tells us that when he refused to nurse, when Miriam asked, should I get you? Emenekes min avriyos, Rashi says, melamed shehechezi ratoi al mitzriyos harbe. She took him to all the non-Jewish women to nurse, and he wouldn't nurse. Why not? Because he's going to speak to the Ribbono Shloim. And the mouth is going to speak to the Ribbono Shloim. He's not going to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. So the Chidor says, they gave him to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Yeah, he turned his head away not to. There's some drops of milk got onto his lips. So he needed now to kasher his lips. The coal was kashering his lips. Now he's able to speak to the Shechina. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks over here a very interesting question. That there's halach in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, so in Pei Aleph, Sif Katan Zayin. Cholav Mitzriyos, kecholav Yisraelis. To nurse from a Mitzri woman is the same as a Jewish woman. Umikol Mokum, nevertheless, you are Yoniko Tinoik Mena Mitzri. You shouldn't nurse your child from a non-Jewish woman, im Efshab Yisraelis, if you're able to have a Jewish woman to nurse him. The cholav avoidis kechovim, metam to malev. It stops up the heart. It's bad for the person's ruchni or such a thing. The Gra says, where did Shulchan Aruch get it from? The Mekayis Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was Oster Ledabri Mashchina. And that's Mam Shapela. The only reason Moshe wasn't able to nurse from a non-Jewish woman is because he was going to be Dabri Mashchina. But the irregular child is not going to be Dabri Mashchina. So therefore, he should be able to nurse from a non-Jewish woman. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Yaakov explains that there's no such thing as this child is not going to nurse, is not going to speak to Ribbono Shloim. Of course he's going to speak to Ribbono Shloim. Every child has the possibility that one day he could grow up and be a Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam says that should be the goal of every person. And hopefully you'll have such a child who will grow up to be a Moshe Rabbeinu. You say you don't see people like that is because we don't grow up the way we should. But a person who grows up correctly could mamish reach that level. It's a possibility. And we want to instill and hope in our child, Mitzvah Spalel. That should happen to our child. So it makes sense, every child, you've got to look at your child. Your child could be the one. And we see this, Lahavdil, in the secular world. There was a couple who were in business in a foreign country, they were in Japan on business, and they were having a child, and they came back to the United States. Why did they come back? Because they wanted their child to to have the opportunity to be able to be president of the United States. If he's born in Japan, he can never be the president. So they came back here, he should be born here, and now he can have that goal in life. But if he would have been born there, he could never have that goal. What are the chances? There's 309 million that came out this week in the 2010 census. 309 million people. What are the chances? Doesn't matter. I don't know if that includes the 12 million illegal aliens. But they understood that they want to raise their child in such a way with such a goal. If that guy could do that, we also can do that. We have to raise our children. That our children, we hope one day, will have a double pale pair with the Rabbeinu Shleiler. There's a vote from the Vilna Gaon, which is a must know, I would say. A beautiful chap. The Pasuk says, there's a Pasuk in Tanakh that says, I don't have it in front of me, so I'll say it as much as I remember it. Godol giye kvoid bais harishon mikvoid bais ha'achron. Yoysim ha'achron. Great will be, there's going to be greater covered. There was great in the first base of Mikdash was more glorious than the second base of Mikdash. But the Lashon used there is Bayis HaAchron, the last Bayis. The Apikorsim bring a raya from there that there will not be a Bayis Shlishi. So how do we answer back the Apikorsim? Says the God, you see it in this week's parasha. Because in this week's parasha you see that it talks about there's an Ois Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe an Ois Achron, the Pasuk says. Vim lo yaminu, if they don't believe, those are two oises. Then what happens? There's an ois shlishi, the dam. So you see, even though it said ois achron, afterwards there's another ois, the dam. So that is a raya that you can have something after achron to the bai shlishi. In Parshas Boy, there's a pasuk by the Korban Pesach that Klai Yisrael had to put the blood on their doorposts. Va'adam yeye ois alabatim. The blood will be a sign on the houses. So says the Vilna Gaon, what's the Pasuk saying? The Adam and the blood is the Oish Lishi. Ye, your Oish will be a sign for you. When the Apikorsim come and say there won't be a Bayis Shlishi, the Dam your Oish ala batin. The Dam will be a sign for the Beis HaMikdash. When they will say there won't be a Bayis Shlishi, you see from the Dam that there will be a Bayis Shlishi.